man, that's Norman Brown, Paradise. Oh, one of the greatest guitarists that I've ever had the pleasure of witnessing, seeing in person. I loved his music before I had a chance to see him. I saw him at the Thornton Winery in Temecula, California, man, a few years back, and it was absolutely amazing. Folks, if you get a chance, go down to Wine Country in, I believe it's in Riverside County, isn't that, Mike?
You are dead on, sir.
Okay, Thornton Winery.
If you haven't been there, go to the wineries, you know, take a weekend and spend a little time out there. It's not very costly. Beautiful wine country. Lots to do out there. You can't walk from winery to winery, so you kind of want to Uber. So, be careful, be safe, and have a blast.
And Uber is probably your best bet too after you visit a few of them. Okay,
Uber, park the car and Uber.
Oh wow, folks, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Studio W The Buzz. I am Wild Will, and hanging out, I'm on the East Coast. Hanging out on the West is my great friend, my good buddy, Mad Mike. And before the program is over, you'll understand why I call him Mad Mike. He's not a mad guy. He's not a mean guy. He's just, he's a bad dude. He's my cat, man. He's all right. Wow.
It's mad as in goofy.
But guess what? If Goofy had a style, you got it, brother. Okay?
I take that as a compliment.
It is. Nothing but. Hey, oh, man, what a wonderful show we got lined up tonight. We're going to mix it up. I was telling the audience, folks, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the music, got to make this quick PSA, okay? Sunday, you can join me and Mad Mike, and he's not Mad Mike, he's Mike Ward. And he'll be on with me Sunday, Mike, on the Boomerang Radio Show. And we are doing this program. And ladies and gentlemen, please, I beg you to tune in. And I'm doing that because I want people to be safe, and Mike does also. And its program is titled Holiday Safety and Situational Awareness. Did I get that right, Mike?
You got it right, sir.
Holiday safety. Be vigilant. Okay? When you're out there having fun, because people tend to get a little loose. We get a little loose here during the holiday season. You know, jingle bells and all, whatever you want to sing is fine. But also please just be aware of what's going on. The reason why I'm saying this, Mike, also, I want the audience to tune in. Now, that's at 3 p.m. on the West Coast and 6 p.m. on the East and 5 Central and 4 Mountain Time, okay? And anywhere around the globe, if you guys are up, you know, with the time zones and things like that. Anyway, prior to this broadcast, I'm sorry, go on, Mike.
Sorry, William, go ahead.
Prior to this broadcast, I think you may have heard a little of it, of Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But you know the irony of this. She was talking about be vigilant, look around your surrounding. Now she didn't know exactly what we were doing Sunday, but it just fits right in. She said, even be aware of your friends, your so-called friends. Okay? And just be careful. Have fun, but be careful. It's gonna be a great, great show on Sundays, folks. StudioWBuzz.com. You can even, that's the website. You can go, you will hear this show in the next 24 hours. You can share with a friend in case you missed part of it. You want to hear it again. We're on Apple. Just download Studio.W. Android is Studio W. Available on Alexa. If you have Alexa at home, just say, Alexa, play or launch Studio W. Man, all over the place. But anyway, Mike, we're going to get to some music. Come back with some commentary, and you pulled a fast one, brother. Okay, I've got one for you right after this.
Okay, well, hold on.
Go on.
Give me just a second. I want to comment on this coming Sunday.
Please.
The information, William and I have done this year after year after year. on one type of his programs or another. And I used to teach a class for, by the way, William, it's the sheriff's department, not the police department that I'm retired from.
I'm sorry, sir. Sheriff. Please forgive me. You an investigator. I got that part right.
You got that right. So I'm retired from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. And I spent many, many, many years developing a program and teaching a program called Refuse to Be a Victim. And part of what we're going to cover on Sunday is part of that class of Refuse to Be a Victim. And again, it covers situational awareness. And particularly during the holidays, there's a lot of lying, cheating, thieving going on, even more so. But everything we're going to talk about on Sunday applies to just life in general and being aware. And I truly believe that zombies do exist. And if you don't believe me, go to a parking lot somewhere where there's a store and watch people on their phones walking across traffic, getting to the car. They don't know there's cars there. They walk around in the store with their head down and their phone, and they're zombies. And they are evil people in this world look for people that are unaware of their situation. They look for targets. If you walk with your head up and your head on a swivel looking around, and you look people in the eye, you look at their face, you are going to be less of a target. So that applies, like I said, all year long, not just during the holidays. But there's more scams and more garbage going on during the holidays because there's more money to be had for the thieves. So just a synopsis of what you're going to hear on Sunday, I think it's very worthwhile. And I spent decades developing that program, and I like sharing it, and I like keeping people safe. Thank you, William.
Thank you, my friend. Real quick, before we get to the music, that reminds me of when I was in New York, and I was studying to be a broker, right, stockbroker. One thing I learned before I even got there, they said, when you come to New York, don't act like a tourist. Because guess what? The nefarious people out there, they will recognize you in a heartbeat. They can sense who you are. You know, you around looking at the tall buildings and New York. I love New York, love Manhattan, love the entire thing. And there's a lot to see, but enjoy it, but you don't look, and that goes for anywhere, any state, anywhere, because, people, they're looking for targets. And like Michael was saying, if you're walking around and you're unaware of your situation, they can spot that, and you make yourself easier. Love that, Mike. Let's get to some music right now. We're going to have some fun. Great commentary. Love the program on Sunday. Like Mike said, we do this each year. We do our best to do it each year, rather. But I think it's very important, especially now, more than ever. This one, Mike.
Oh. Mix up that music, William, and let's have some fun.
Well, let's have some fun.
Don't wanna say, don't wanna. I'm only human. You've made mistakes too.
Baby. Yep. Hey, this is Mad Mike and Wild Wheel right here, coast to coast. Mike, when you put in that first song, okay, by the Miracles, and I'm going to give the audience a little information that they may or may not be privy to or have. And it was first the Miracles. Then it was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And then Smokey went on his own with just Smokey Robinson. That song, you really got a hold of me. And I'm thinking that came out, I'm just guessing right now, I don't have anything in front of me, but I'm guessing somewhere around 64, 65. Hey, Professor, if you're listening in, please let me know. You know the Professor. your boy, the Professor, which comes on with me every Monday night. Oh, my God. He could tell me just like that. But I believe, I know it was around 63, 64, I believe. Somewhere. Or if the audience, if you guys know what year that came out, let us know. You really got a hold of me. And then, ooh, baby, baby. So Mike, when you played that, when you, listed that first one, you really got a hold on me. Then I had to come back with, ooh, baby, baby. So that's what it's all about. I noticed that on your list. Folks, he's all over the place. He's got some Brandy, Looking Glass, some Petula Clark, Brenton Wood, Nat King Cole, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Aerosmith. Look, Alicia Keys. Hey. Love it, love it, love it.
Let me explain why I do that.
Please. I already know.
I have really become a real music aficionado. I just enjoy music to a great degree. And I kind of equate it with food a little bit. It's, you can have a hot dog, and the hot dog can be really good, and you can fix that hot dog many different ways, which means you can listen. What I am alluding to is that you can have that hot dog many, many different ways, but it's still that same genre of music, let's say. Uh-huh. Let's say you listen to nothing but rock and roll or Motown or country. Yeah, it's all different. You can fix the hot dog a different way, but it's nice to have a hamburger. It's nice to have a steak. It's nice to have some corn on the cob. It's really nice to add variety. And I have found that I enjoy music even more so now that I add variety. And that's William and I have talked many times about this for this show on Thursday nights, as far as variety and also highlighting maybe singers that you wouldn't be aware of unless we brought them to this show. And again, we're always looking to promote young people that are up and coming that have great talent. There's so much talent out there, so much talent. Look at your grandson and the technical work that he does for your show, William. Look at the background behind me. I mean, yeah. He did all of that. He He's your tech guy for your sound equipment and everything else, and does an absolutely spectacular job. So, hats off to your grandson once again for all that he does to help this, to help you in all your shows, not just this show.
Oh, tell me.
Variety, variety, variety. So we're going to mix it all up, and William's going to throw his stuff in there, and again, sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, because this is the fun part about it, because see, Mike has his own list and I have my list, and we're just going to just have this just great, great, variety. I'm reluctant to call it a smorgasbord because I don't want, you know, but it is just a variety of music. And again, and one reason why we do this, not only because we like different genres of music, it's because we have a global audience and we want to expand that audience. We have an inter and intranational audience. And so we want to give everybody, you know, some of what they want, and let's have a whole lot of fun doing it. Right?
Yeah. Are you getting any feedback without me wearing headphones? Are we okay?
Oh, I'm good. I'm doing fine. Oh, you doing fine?
Okay.
No,
I'd give it a shot and see if I can do it without the headphones.
Well, I can't do it without the headphones.
I don't want to cover up my beautiful hair.
I know. It took you all day to do that, didn't it?
Well, it took about 30 minutes.
At least.
You know how much
to get it like this? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Folks, if you're listening on Facebook Live or LinkedIn, please, okay, and you'll see, Mike, he spent all day. He said 30 minutes, but he had to do all day fixing his hair, okay? Check it out. Looking Glass, Brandy.
Hair is singular, not plural.
Oh, I love it, love it.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves
that's real good.
100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailors said, Brandy, through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Staple Singers, that's Mavis. Yeah. Oh, I think we're off to a good start, Mike. I'm loving this, loving the music. Oh, this is absolutely amazing. Hey, Mike, we've got to acknowledge a few guests. Let's see, Kim Rogers. Yes, Kim Rogers. Yeah, she's always there, man. She loves this show, 7-Up. You know 7-Up, okay.
And her sister and her brother.
Bubble Up and the brother. Sprite. The
little brother Sprite. And then her big brother.
Who is it?
The doctor.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Beverly Haynes.
Don't hate me, 7-Up.
Oh. No, she doesn't. No. As a matter of fact, she loves... Our other co-host there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, I got something special for her then.
What do you have for her?
Hang on just a second here.
Oh my God. Is the last name Stout?
No.
No?
Oh.
Oh. You know. This is wow. Okay. Okay, women, what you got? What are you doing? What in the... Oh, that's the... Okay, folks.
There's our other co-host right there.
That's Guinness. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Guinness. Guinness is on cue.
Also known as Guinness the Menace.
Oh, I'm telling you. Folks, if you heard it last week, right on cue, Guinness came in at the end. Now, Guinness is this beautiful brown... chocolate brown lab, right?
Lab, yeah.
Oh my God. And so it came in on, I'm sure Guinness will be in on later, right? Hey, Randy is on, man.
Good afternoon now.
Randy is listening. And so.
Oh, good deal.
Hey, Randy, what's going on, dude? Oh, thank you so much. Beverly Haynes. Oh, my great friend, Beverly Haynes. She's there, right? Kim Rogers. Amazing, amazing. She's always, always. She says she's tuned in and enjoying. Now, Kim is in Longview, Texas. I have no idea where Longview is. Okay. I've been to Dallas. I've been to, let's see, Dallas and some other cities out there. Houston. I've been to Houston, before. I've been out there, in San Antonio. But Longview, where's Longview? Mike, do you know about Longview, Texas?
I do not.
Kim, how close is that to Dallas? Let me know. Okay. But anyway, 7-Up is there. Randy's there, man. Beverly Haynes. I hope Warren is listening in. But anyway.
I got a story about Randy.
Randy. Oh, you have a story about Randy?
You said Randy's listening in, right?
Yeah. Can I call his last name? Is that okay? Or do I?
I don't think he'd care.
I don't think he'd care. Randy Hoffman. Well, so, yeah, I'm so happy he's tuned in. But anyway, because we were talking about him last week, and he didn't get a chance to hear, so we're not going to repeat that. But anyway, go on, Mike.
Randy helped me out. You know, I got pulled over the other night by the popo.
You women hold.
And the officer says to me, he says, "You've been drinking."
Uh huh.
And I said, "Why? You buying?" And we laughed and we laughed and we laughed. And then I had to call Randy to bail me out.
Folks, I'm going to throw my co-host under the bus. He's lying. He's lying. He's lying. He was the popo. Are you kidding me? Mike, oh my God. Like he told you earlier, what did he say before, when we started this show? Okay. He already told you what he was all about. Anyway, Mike, I'm going to get to, hey, this song, I haven't heard this in a long time. We're going to do this thing right here. I've got to do this song.
Play it.
I'm going to do it. Got to do it. Downtown.
Yeah.
Petula Clark.
When you're alone, yeah. And life is making you lonely, you can always go.
I used to love this song.
Downtown, when you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go down. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright Forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Tula Clark. Got something for you. Coming up right now, Mike. Check this one out.
Losers and winners, everyone must play fair. All you beginners know that you got to start somewhere.
Down the mountainside. And Mike, you were saying while the music was playing, what were you saying? Mike?
Oh, I was just adding to Petula Clark in Downtown. That was 1964.
Oh, great.
There's a classic oldie.
It was. Absolutely, it was. And so there was another one that This last group that I played was The Main Ingredient, and that was Cuba Gooding. Now, you guys remember or know of Cuba, you may not know the dad as much as well as you know the son, because the son was on the screen, right? They used to call it the silver screen, but now, he was, it was in the movie. I'm looking at the actor right now. It was Cuba Gooding Jr., and he played the role of a boxer. Okay. And I'm trying to think of the, oh my God, I can see both of them right now. And the lead actor in that movie, I can't think of his name. He was an agent, and he left the company that he was working for and started on his own. Cuba Gooding Jr. was the his only client, and one of the assistants left with him, and it ended up being a love affair. And it was a great movie. Shucks, I'll look it up later. But anyway, there was another song that I wanted to play by The Main Ingredient, because I wanted to sort of come something that was related to Petula Clark's song, right? Downtown. And The Main Ingredient has a song I'll call Look at California. California My Way. And I'll play this. I'll fit it somewhere in our rotation here. But I'm just loving the music. Randy did finally get connected. Hey, Randy. Okay. Give me a thumbs up, bro. Okay. Beverly Haynes. She's sending me smiling faces. Oh, and Kim Rogers. This is how you know that your audience is really, listening, to the program, because I asked, where was Longview, Texas? She sent me a text back. She said 2 hours from Dallas. Okay. 2 hours from Dallas. Okay. Hey, Kim, love you, girl. And 7Up. Are just amazing people. Beverly Haynes, all you cats out there just listen to us, we really appreciate that. Otherwise, it would be just two good friends playing music together on air. That happens to be going around the world, anywhere. Oh, what a hobby. But it's not.
Hey, make sure you let people know if they want to comment or add suggestions to what we're doing. Make sure that they know how to get a hold of you.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thank you so much for that. Now, a couple of ways. Now, if you're on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn right now and you listen via those platforms, there is a comment section there. Please leave us a comment. Okay? Otherwise, please go to the website. We would really love for you to go to the website. And that is studiowbuzz.com. Okay? Everybody that I just called out, please do that for me. For us, rather, studiowbuzz.com. It all, every comment counts. Every comment counts, okay? studiowbuzz.com. studiowbuzz.com. Leave as many comments as you like. Even if you have some suggestions, on, how we can improve our broadcast. Okay? We're open to suggestions. We're open to suggest. You may even have some songs or some requests or some ideas, that you think that we will like, that would help us enhance the show.
Please.
Let us know. We're there for you.
And love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you. So that's studiowbuzz.com. Okay. studiow. Don't forget that. BUZZ. A lot of people get tricked up, tripped up, Mike. They will type in Studio Buzz. Nope. It's Studio W. Like ABCD. Okay. Whatever it is. StudioWBuzz.com. Leave a comment. Okay. You can subscribe. We would love for you to subscribe. Internationally, it's StudioW.Buzz. So you can reach us anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe, internationally, studiowbuzz, studiowbuzz, okay? studiowbuzz.
Send us the good, send us the bad, send us the ugly. We'll take it all.
We can handle it all. We're big boys, okay? Let's do this. Hey, Mike, you got another one coming up right now. Let me do this. I haven't heard this in a long time, so I'm going to play it. Let's do it.
That's why we're doing this.
One, two, three.
And he did that.
Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone.
The bone, man, love it.
You can't go to a rodeo anywhere and not have this song.
That's
really good stuff. By George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Bad to the bone.
Using all kinds of movies and commercials. It wasn't initially a very popular song, but after it got used a few times, people really grew on it.
Hey, what year again?
For Bad to the Bone, that was 1982.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, believe it or not, you don't have to. I love that song. I haven't heard it in a while, but I love that song, Bad to the Bone. Yes, absolutely. Mike. And then the
Oogum Boogum song.
Uh huh.
It's actually called the Oogum Boogum song. The title. I don't know why they put the D in there, but they did. And that was a 1967 Brenton Wood. Now, what do you think Brenton Wood's real name is? Any guess?
No, I have none.
I'm glad he changed his name. Not that his real name is bad or anything.
It's not Elmer or Homer.
It's close. Brenton Wood sounds a whole lot better as an artist than Alfred Smith.
Oh. You made, folks.
True story.
No, no doubts. Put a pin in what he just said. And how does that relate to artists? Because a lot of times they will change their name for marketing purposes. There's no question about it. No question about it. I'm serious about this because the professor and I got to give him a plug. Got to give us a plug. Folks, Monday Night Madness is musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin. And our tag, Mike, are you going to love this? We are sonic archaeologists. We dig up the gems. We dig up the gems and serve it to you on a silver platter.
It sounds like it might hurt.
Hey, you love hurt. Don't worry about it. Anyway, getting back to this.
Do you remember John Wayne's name?
Is John?
John Wayne?
Yeah, of course.
You remember his real name?
No.
I don't remember his last name, but his first name was Marion.
And that's why he changed it to John. Are you going to be a rough, tough cowboy with a name like Marion? It doesn't work.
Holding the reins of a horse in your between your teeth with a gun in each hand firing. You can't be Marion and doing that.
Oh, my
that.
God.
Come on.
Folks, you get the gist? Folks, do you get the gist? This is incredible. I love it. I'm going to switch it all the way up for you. I wish. Stevie Wonder. Hey, you hanging out with Wild Will and Mad Mike? Folks, it doesn't get any better than this. Hey, Mike, I like to say it gets gooder and gooder and gooder.
Looking back on when I was a little man. Your high school English teacher, she's rolling in her grave.
In my only worry was for Christmas, what would be my door? Even though we sometimes would not get a thing, we were happy with the joy the day would bring. Sneaking out the back door, hang out with those hoodlum friends of mine. Ooh. Really at the back door, but though I thought I told you not to go outside.
Mm-hmm.